tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't know. And if it does, you can find
Good morning. Hallelujah. You know I'm happy. 72. You know I'm happy. Wow. 72. I made it. Ha ha ha, devil. Ha ha ha, devil. Ha ha ha, devil. I made it. That's all I got to say to you, devil. I made it. In the name of Jesus. I made it. And I'm glad about it. And I'm thankful to each and every one of you that sent me the most beautiful flowers on the earth. I'm loving them. See, it don't matter that I would have got them maybe dead, laying in a casket somewhere, but it matters that I got them now and I can see them. I can smell them. I can touch them. Thank you. Now my other present. Jennifer R., are you on the blog talk?
Good morning and happy birthday. Yes, I am.
I know you're sleepy. I know you're sleepy. I know you're tired.
A little bit.
I know you are, but that's okay. You're a soldier. And you will get over the fatigue as you press on. Give us a report from the tent, from the crusade, even although I know it hasn't started yet. But I'm waiting for one of them other ones to call in, too, that actually set in on the orientation. You didn't make it, did you?
We did not. We probably got into the hotel room a couple hours ago.
It turned out to be a longer day
than anticipated. Praise God, we're here. And we actually, God love her, she came out to the airport to meet us when we got in late last night, so she is also going to be sleepy. So we did not make it to the tent, but I did see a picture of it, and I did speak with Monica. And it's just going to be incredible. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, just the sheer scope of it based on the tent picture. And then I think she told me there were 1,500 volunteers there yesterday.
What?
Under the tent. Yes, 1,500 volunteers.
It was 1,500 volunteers. God is up to something. God
Hallelujah.
Is up to something.
He is.
I know it's
when
incredible.
It's so incredible. And when we checked into the hotel, it was late, and the young man behind the desk, he said we had made the room reservation, but he said, you know, you have the last room that we have. And he said he turned away probably 30 people that had stopped in for a room. And I said, what do you think it's all about? He said, well, I know there's some big religious thing going on. He said, I sure have heard the word of God a lot today. And I just started laughing. I was like, I bet you have. I said, well, we're with that group too.
You just smiled when you said that?
I was laughing with joy, yes. It was great. So we're resting, and then we are all, it sounds like they've really organized this. And again, this is just speaking secondhand, incredibly.
I'm trying to get Monica on the phone. Monica, I know you're tired, but could you please call in the blog? I got Jennifer on here now. Can you call in the blog talk? Monica? Oh, let's see what's happening. Well, she sent me a happy birthday text at
probably right when we got to the hotel.
About 12:41, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
And all of us are under the roof.
Okay.
We're all here.
Monica, and say hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Sister Monica.
Good morning. Good morning.
Can you tell us what's happening there with the move of God at that tent?
Oh, my gosh.
Is the tent incredible or what?
It is huge for one thing, but it's huge but intact. It is amazing. So you get there. Well, first of all, you're just excited because you're on your way there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there, and so you get down, and it was nothing but a bunch of volunteers. It was just beautiful, beautiful. You were there early, you checked in, you sat down, there was worship playing and people singing, there was someone blowing the, the horn,
shofar.
What's the horn called?
The shofar.
It was a shofar, yes. They were blowing that, just, you know, random people doing that. And we finally got to see Sister Donna for the first time, and we ended up sitting with her, met her husband, and it was just us. And so then Mario comes out, and we're doing worship. We're just praising and worshiping God, and that was just, I said, if it's going to be like this just for the volunteers, oh my God, this is going to be nothing.
Amen.
Compared to what's going to happen on day number 1, 2, 3, 4. And I was like, oh my God. And I was worshiping, and I was already starting to feel the power of God just moving. And I'm like, Lord, a lot of things are going to take place. You know, we've been praying for each and every single one of us, that of your team, but not only us, but for every human soul that is going to come to be touched and hear the word of God.
Yes.
From all over the world.
Yes.
Praise God.
And
I think it's called A Move of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And he's not even done here. After this, he's going to ship his tent to different states, Colorado, Oakland,
Oklahoma.
He's going to go back up to New York to where he was not that long ago.
Batavia, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Batavia. And I was like, wow, this is going to need more volunteers. Hint, hint, if you're looking for a job.
the next team is going to go out, I don't know, at every one, there's going to be a team there. We're going to, whatever we have to do, we're going to have a team at every, because see, remember, I got delivered under a tent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My exorcism took place under a tent. I just don't like, well, it's a different time now. But back in the day,
mm-hmm.
flies would be flying in your mouth, and I didn't like tents.
This, I mean, this tent is hooked up.
Wait,
you got lights.
Donna's on here with you. Your mic is open. Donna, your mic is open.
Oh, thanks.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Now, wait a minute. You sent me a picture with the back of the chairs. Tell the tent line where the chairs come from.
Georgia Dome.
Did y'all hear that? The chairs under the tent came from the Georgia Dome. Praise God. Cheers again.
Praise God.
Go ahead, Sister Donna. What's your what's happening with you that being there?
Okay. Well, I'm so excited. This is like, I feel like a kid in a candy store. This is like something like I wanted to do and I love to do, and it revives the evangelist missionary, you know, heart that I have. And so just being here has been just so exciting for me. You know, I had to contain myself and literally like tell myself like a kid.
No, she was dancing all over the place.
Oh, tell it, Mama. Tell it.
Oh, it was so good.
I was praising the Lord, and I felt the Spirit of the Lord, and just even connecting even further with God and in ways that, you know, I haven't gotten to feel, you know, a certain freedom in the spirit. It was just so amazing. And that was just the worship and the singing. And that was just part of it. Then Mario Murillo came out and he was speaking, and I kept feeling the Spirit of the Lord just dropping down, like so heavy. Mm-hmm. And then to tip it all off, he asked us to put our hands on our heart. Man, Lord Jesus. When I put my hand on my heart, I put my right hand on my heart, and I was praying, you know, or speaking, because he was having us confess that we were going to go ahead and we were going to take up this mission, and we were going to not be fearful, and we were going to go ahead and minister to people, and we were going to go ahead and take up basically our time and our season of what A.A. Allen and Oral Roberts and so many before us had done, you know. And ooh, glory be to God! Oh,
praise God
again. And when he was saying that, he was telling us like, look, we have had the spirit or of low self esteem. I think it was something of low self esteem, something like that, where we felt like we were worshiping the things that they did, and we were so happy, but didn't feel worthy to do those things in our season, and that we were going to do those type of things. They wouldn't necessarily be the same way that they did it or whatever, but it was going to definitely happen because God basically the same yesterday, today, and forever. So all the miracles and all the beautiful things that are supposed to come, healing, deliverance, salvation in a miraculous way that was materializing in the Bible and happened in the Bible and then happened in so many of these different tent meetings, you know, throughout time, were going to happen again now. And there was no way it wasn't going to happen. And we were going to be the ones to go ahead and do it. And we were going to...
But you never heard that before, right? You never heard that before, right?
No, I did hear it. I kept telling, oh, my goodness, I kept telling Sister Monica, I said, it was just like, I was like, and then I felt like a little kid. I kept turning around and trying to say that, and it was so loud you could barely hear it, but I was just like, this is confirmation. This is confirmation. So then I put my hand on my heart and was saying it. I could barely keep my hand on my heart. I could feel the power just going through my body. It was amazing.
Hold one minute. But before Sister Erica said it, Jesus said it. Jesus said, and I'm just happy, because Jesus said, make full proof of your ministry. He said, do the work of an evangelist. He said, go. And I was having a very difficult time getting that across to most of you, because most of you ain't never went nowhere for God. to work for God or do nothing for God outside of your comfort zone. See, but Jesus said you have to make full proof of your ministry. You have to do the work of an evangelist. Before you will ever do any work for God, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. You got to do it. And this is the happiest birthday. This one here, really, I know I said it last year, but this one really is. You know what? God allowed me to live long enough to put boots on the ground for him. For him. I want you to be what you're learning under this tent and what God is, well, Donna, go ahead back now, what God is doing for you. But God is this is called imputing and imparting. Okay? But you have to go. If you never go anywhere, you're not going to get it. You have to go. And you have to go with the purpose of serving God. Are you hearing me this morning?
Amen.
No, you know, and there's no way you're going to come in the presence of God and serve God and not be blessed. It ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. It can't happen. But something happens on the inside of you when you go in, and you see, most of us, we need money so bad, we feel like we can't volunteer. Well, let me tell you something. You volunteered when you asked Jesus to come into your heart. Mm-hmm. That's when you volunteered. That's when you were enlisted, boots on the ground. Now talk about what happened when you put your hand over your heart.
Oh, wow. Okay. So praise God. When I put my hand over my heart, I felt the impartation of basically the power and how much that God was completely in agreement. Like he was speaking, the word of God, and that it was time and that it was our season to do it and that it was going to happen, and that was it. And I felt so amazing. And afterwards, I met a young lady. I think her name was Caitlin, at the restaurant Farmer Boys. I went to afterwards with my husband, and she was. And she was there, and I felt, and I said, you know, something's going on with her. She's really bound, you know. And I got to speak with her briefly, and I invited her. She said she's going to come to the tent.
Praise God.
And it was just like that. And it was like, because they said, hey, you know, because one of the things that Brother Morrow said, he said, hey, Murillo said, he said, go out there, hey, get people to come, you know, tell them to come. And I'm like, okay. And so, and when I started ministering her and telling her, you know, to come on, she said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm dealing with a lot because I've been dealing with anxiety and I've been dealing with a lot because my dad died. And when people even mention him, you know, I get really sad, like mention anything about my father. And she started telling me that, you know, and her stepdad and her mom are getting divorced and stuff, and they're moving and all this stuff. And she was like, she got to tell me she's Native American and that they go to these Native American, I guess, ceremonies and do something to get rid of the cleansing or something,
wow.
A ceremony.
They go to the powwow.
Yes, they go to the powwow. And she said a little different, but that's what it was. And she said, yeah, and they do this, and you go in the circle with the fire and this and that.
Yep.
And I said, oh, really? I said, you know what? I said, I know a little bit about that. I've done somewhat of a Native American ceremony. I had a best friend that was Native American. I said, but you know, I've tried a lot of religions and faiths myself and stuff. I was searching. I said, I was trying to figure it out and understand what it was all about. I said, but you know what? I said, one day my sister told me, she said, you've tried everything. You might as well try Jesus. And I said, I'll tell you the same thing, you know, try Jesus. I said, we're in the tent, and this ministry has been going around the country. Miracles are happening. People are getting set free, you know, and they're getting healed. And I said, you know, so this is your opportunity. I said, you need to come and bring your mom. And she said, okay, I'm going to come. And I said, I really hope to see you because, you know, and she knew exactly where the tent was. And it was just so an amazing moment because I was like, I knew something was going on with this girl, you know what I mean, and in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that God was ministering, like, this girl's dealing with something. And I was like, you know what, there's no time like the present. So we put our hands on our heart. God was like, no, I'm giving you power. You go ahead and do it. It's going to happen. And she just was like, yes. And so praise the Lord, and I'm looking forward to seeing her. So that just, it was just, oh, it was amazing.
You led her to the Lord right there?
I didn't even, we didn't go into the prayer because I ate and then I had to leave. And then and I was like, oh, are we going? You know, what's going on? Because I was talking to her for a while. We was, you know, it's my favorite thing to do in the world. So it's like to see someone saved as lost as I was and to find Jesus. I mean, so I love it. So I was going with it. I didn't get to, we didn't get to go all the way. She had to, she was on a break and then she had to go back to work too. But, but I can always go back to Farmer Boys.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Jennifer, are you listening? You ready?
I'm ready to go down to that front desk. See my friend down there. Yes, it's awesome because, Donna, what I'm hearing you, what I'm hearing from you is, and just as I'm sitting here praying, you stepped right out and you started walking in it, and God knew that, and I'm so excited for that because this is a new experience for me. And my, you know, I have my daughter with me, and it's, we're really here for God and to see where He takes us for Him.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
I know, but the Tedlanders don't know. How old is your daughter?
15.
Praise God. So you got a 15-year-old off the internet, out the house, on the airplane from Massachusetts all the way to California.
Yes, and you should have heard the conversation we had when we drove from the airport to the hotel. She was asking me questions. My jaw was on the floor. I said, we're going to have this conversation with Dr. Erica. They were so deep. They were so insightful, like these amazing questions. And I was sitting there. I said, I don't know how to answer those, but the Bible says. And we just had, like, I felt like you a little bit. So I was like, well, the Bible says. And that helped me. But it was just like a the Holy Spirit moving, you know, in His way. And it was really, really cool.
I am so excited with you guys. I don't know.
Well, tomorrow.
I don't know what to do. All I can say is that God is with you. And drink, 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 drink while you're there. Drink, drink. It's my birthday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I could sing you a song, right?
Tomorrow, we go in the streets and street witness tomorrow, this morning,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
This afternoon.
Several hours, yes, this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my birthday, right? So I could sing you a song, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can't remember.
I think it should be reversed. We should sing you a song. Ready?
I got to sing you this song first.
Okay.
I want you to drink the song goes like this. I'm a-drinking, I'm a-drinking, I'm a-chugging, a-chug-a-lugging. I'm high over. Thank you. I'm drinking of this Holy Ghost wine. I'm a-drinking of this Holy Ghost wine. I'm a-drinking, I'm a-chugging, a-chug-a-lugging. I'm drinking of this Holy Ghost wine. I want you to drink. I want you to drink. And I want you to drink again. And I want you to drink. I want you to drink till you get so drunk you can't stand. And walk. I want you to drink and drink and drink. You got me?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
And then you'll be singing, I'm a-chugging. I'm a-chugging. I'm a-chugging. A-chug-a-lugging. I'm drinking of this Holy Ghost wine. I want you to drink. I want you to get drunk on that Holy Ghost wine.
Mm-hmm. It might get slain in the spirit, too.
That's what
with all that drinking.
That's what you're there for. That's what you're there for. To drink.
Mm-hmm.
Drink, drink. And I'm so proud of you. Gosh, I know the angels are rejoicing. I know God is rejoicing. Why? Because you've stepped out by faith. And God is a mm-hmm. rewarder of faith. You could have been anywhere you wanted to be in the whole wide world right now. But you chose, as an act of your own will, to serve God. What do the mm-hmm. volunteer badges say? Read it to us. Your badge.
Let me see.
What's your volunteer badge say?
Let me see. It says, living proof. That
living
was living proof.
Proof.
Living proof.
Living proof. Living proof. What more can anybody say? You back in, Donna. You back in. I knew something had happened. That's why I just clicked it back up.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Living proof.
Mm-hmm.
Living proof.
Oh, and there's going to be mayors and you know that show he used to do? I think they put it on TBN or other different Christian broadcasting networks. I think he said his name was Lance. They were going to do a show live there. So that's going to come out too.
Well, that'll be good. Lance Walnut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to produce a short show there with him, with the whole crusade.
If he do the five pillars, we'll talk about that another time, the five pillars.
Okay.
Because your focus is on Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? You keep
focus
on Jesus. Because that.
And he prepared us. He prepared us. He said, you know, you are going to see evil when you go out and evangelize tomorrow. And then I was thinking to myself, we hear that, we do that every day on the deadline. We do this every day.
Day in the life.
I know. They don't know, but you know what? Only what you do for Christ will last.
Yeah.
You know that other little song, I'll be a witness a witness for the Lord. Pick me up, turn me around, plant my feet on solid ground. A witness, a sanctified witness, a witness for the Lord. That's what you are.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing is about. That's what our salvation. The reason I'm so proud of you is like you live in your salvation right now. You live in God's purpose right now. You're living right now, however old you are. I'm 72. I live 71.99999 years to get to see this. If I had gone any other way, done any other thing, I wouldn't see this today.
So this is
a witness. You guys are the fruit of this ministry. And all of you Tedliners, they're there, but you're there with them in spirit. Do you understand that? We're one body. If Donna, if Monica, if Jennifer wins one soul to Christ, they're going to get a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get an emerald, and you're going to get a ruby in your jewelry box, in your treasure box.
Mm-hmm.
We're one spirit. It's only one Holy Ghost. One spirit, many members, a body fitly joined together. That's what God says. And that's what his word says. Today, these soldiers are in California. But guess what? The same Holy Spirit with them in California is with you in Colorado, you in Texas, you in Alaska, you in South Africa, you in Paraguay. It's the same Holy Spirit. Whatever fruit they bear, we going to benefit. You see, you cannot plant one orange seed and get one orange. You're going to get a bushel. You can't plant one apple seed and get one apple. You're going to get bushels. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? In the chat room. Over here on the blog talk. Are you getting it? They're not there by themselves. All of us are with them. One spirit. One spirit. And you know what? If you are in one accord with the Holy Spirit, and then you are in one accord with the guess what happens? The overflow. The overflow. The overflow. That's why it is good. It is, oh, how good. Oh, how good it is to be on one accord, in one spirit, with your brothers and sisters. Now, it's only one spirit, right?
Yeah.
And we all are partakers of that one spirit. All of us. All of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of us. I say no man by the flesh, but know each man by what? By the spirit that was in him, that is within him or her. This is so good. I guess you know how excited I am. For me to be singing, that's a miracle. When I know I don't know a C or an F. And don't even know the words. Bro, Joe has to remind me of the words. Because I just make them up as I go along. Olita be laughing. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for Christ in you. I'm so happy. What you say the sign say? Living proof?
Yeah, living proof.
Well, not only is it living proof to you, it's living proof to those of us who are with you that can't be there in person. It's living proof.
Mm-hmm.
It's living proof. So today I say, go in Christ. You be a witness.
You.
Christ is
Amen.
In you. You came there knowing the truth. Demonstrate it.
Mm-hmm.
demonstrated to all of those that come near you, that come around you. Let them experience the glory that you brought there with you on you. You didn't come there empty.
No.
You came there full of the glory of God. And what's God going to do? He's going to, the Bible says Jesus had the Spirit, what? Without measure. He's just going to increase your measure. And then when you, even as you testify now, it's coming off of you to us. That's the way it works, brother.
Amen.
That's why God tells you to know them that labor among you. That's why God tells you to be mindful of the spirits that come around you. And look at this. How many? It's eight of you all together, right?
Yes.
Eight of you out there representing us?
Yes.
It's eight, right? Okay.
Yep.
Eight is the number of new beginnings. That's what I'm getting to.
Thank you, Jesus.
And what kind of chairs you sitting on? Georgia Dome.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, we have chairs waiting in Georgia, and we're sitting on Georgia chairs.
That's,
I said, in 20 years, somebody's going to do the same thing that Dr. Erica did. Go get these chairs.
There you go. Or sooner, I'm going to see if the Georgia Dome got some more. The old Georgia Dome. There's no more. There's no more Georgia Dome.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
And Amanda says that he bought them. He did not rent them.
Yeah, I'm sure he bought them all. But I'm telling you, he ain't Georgia. There's some stuck up somewhere. There's a few. We'll find them.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? You got chairs from the big foot of A.A. Allen, and you're sitting in Georgia Dome chairs, which God has this ministry here because he said, come to Georgia. Come to Georgia because there's an open heaven. And what happened? You're sitting in chairs under an open heaven because wherever Mario Murillo is, the heavens are open for the awakening that's taking place on the earth today. And not just there.
Mm-hmm.
Not just there. Not just there. Understand that. You're going to be carriers of the glory. You're bringing it back. You're taking it back to where you live. So drink. 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 Chug a lug. Drink.
Chug a lug.
Yes,
Lord.
Anything else you want to say before we sign off this morning? It's yours.
Yes. Happy birthday
to you. Yes.
Happy birthday, Dr. Erica. We love you so. Thank you, Jesus, for you. Happy birthday. Glory be to God. Happy birthday, Dr. Erica.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You. This is the best birthday I ever had. It's the best birthday. Boots on the ground. Yay.
Woo!
Remind me of my old army days.
We've been enlisted.
I love the United States Army, but
yeah.
I love the Army of God even more so.
I love it.
And I'm just so thrilled. Now, remember, I'm playing this for y'all over there and y'all on the blog talk and y'all that are on the chat room here. We're going to exercise a little bit more of this today.
I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see you walk. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot. Say all you need a touch. I can work with what you got. Work with what you got.
Thank you.
cause I got your back. And I got your answers. Don't leave me knocking at the door.
Jesus, a little bit of faith. Hey, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I can work with
yes, Lord.
I can work with what you got.
Wonderful, but I do feel like I'm there. Sister Donna was sharing, and I'm like, God, deliver, deliver, and save souls. I've been praying, and I'm excited. So you're teaching me. You're teaching me that I'm there too. So, yes, I'm excited.
Y'all hear that? See? I'm not even going to tell you how bad I'd like to be there. Woo! So, why are you there? Call our name out, okay?
Okay. Yes.
As the Lord call our name out and say, receive, Erica, receive. Receive, Marie, mm-hmm. receive. Mm-hmm. Apostle Jean,
Jessica.
Call our name out.
Yes.
Say, receive.
Amen.
Receive.
Yes. Okay.
God is so good, he's going to send it to us. He's going to send it to us.
Don't
send it to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
you do?
I cannot wait to hear your report tomorrow. See you tomorrow.